Decree to degrade. Death of a defective company. When the defective equipment sold throughout the country was shown to have degraded the groundwater of a large park, there was no option but to deforest the area, burn the land, and decree it off-limits. That was the best defense that would help the company deflect the intense criticism that was coming. It was, in fact, the only defensive position available. Defects in the company's equipment was becoming common, and their opponents were becoming deft at providing definitive, deductive evidence that the company should be shut down. The degradation they were causing was simply too great, and the favor of the public was fading. At first, the company wanted to defy public opinion, however, and continued to operate. They renewed an advertisement campaign to show the public their dedication to fixing their deficiencies. They also promised in these ads that they would dedicate even more efforts to environmental protection, pay for cleanup, and fund environmental education. The public deduced that the ads were the last gasps of a degenerate company, however, and deemed them unbelievable. They even called the advertisements a joke. That was when the company realized that it had failed to redefine itself to the public and agreed with the consensus that they should cut their losses and close down. They defaulted on their loan payments and filed for bankruptcy. It was the end of the company, but definitely not the end of the battle. Numerous other companies were still out there, polluting the environment and selling defective products. The battle would be long, but the dedicated few knew it would be worth it to everyone in the end.